topic today is Kedushas Kahuna. I'm going to start with a cute story that a father who's a Kohen tells me. He gets a phone call from the kindergarten teacher that his young son, who's in kindergarten, told the teacher on the first day of class, and they're giving out snacks, that he has to get served first because he's a Kohen. So the teacher called up, like a little bit perturbed that, you know, that's the attitude of the child. And the father said, he's right. And the question is he right? Let's see what we can do with that. To see if that young man was right or not. So the Torah says in this week's parasha, Kidashto, Kizachem Elokecha Humachriv, Kadosh Yeloh, Kikadosh Yashem. There's a mitzvah to give, be knowing the Kohen with Kedusha. So the more actually quotes the pasuk of Kidashto, but most Rishonim actually learn it's referring to the end of the pasuk. Kidashto is a chiyuv to make sure the Kohen acts properly. The Kohen would be in an inappropriate situation, Bezin can make sure that he acts properly. That's on the Kidashto is in the halacha on the Kohen. Kikadosh yaloch, you should hold him Kodesh, is referring to Kaisel. How Kaisel has to relate to the Kohen in a form of Kedusha. So the more it says, Zachiyev Kedusha, the Rambam learns it's the Raisa, that Liptach Rishon, which means that he starts reading the Torah first, Lipta Mono Yafa Rishon, and he gets the Mono Yafa Rishon. So, which we understand that there's two halachas on that he gets the Mono Yafa, he gets the better portion, and Rishon he's served first.
Question. The Kidashto grammatically refers to the Kohen, you said.
That's how the Chazal understand it.
But who is it that's being Mekadosh?
The Bezdin would have responsibility to make sure that he's held, that he acts the Kedusha.
Okay, very good.
Okay. Above and beyond that, there is a Ramah, which is based on Yerushalmi, and it says there's an Isser to use a Kohen, have a Kohen serve you. So obviously that would be a problem of Kidashto, if he's acting as my servant, so I'm not keeping him and putting him on the pedestal of Kedusha. But the language of the Yerushalmi, based on a pasuk in Navi, is that you have to treat the Kohen just like the other items of Kedusha, the base of Mikdash. You have to treat them with Kedushas, and if you don't, you're moel behektish, you're misappropriating hektish for your own purposes. So the same thing, if you use a Kohen to serve you, it's equivalent of being moel behektish, of misappropriating the elements of the Beis HaMikdash for your own personal use. So we have both elements over here. So a few points. So what type of Kohen do we have to give this Kedusha to? So and even a Kohen does Averis, you still have that Chiyuv. A Kohen would, however, would step out of Yiddishkeit. He does about a Zora. So there's no Chiyuv to... to act with the Kedusha with such a Kohen. What about a Kohen Katan? So the Magen Rambam says that since the mitzvah is because the Pasuk says Ki Eslechem Elokecha Hu Makriv, he has to be able to be makriv karbonos. So a Kohen Katan, there's no Chiyuv to be mechabit. So getting back to our young man over there, so we would not have this Chiyuv Kavod to give this young man be served first according to the Magen Rambam. The Kivagar disagrees with the Magen Rambam and says, no, there is my Kohen Katan. It's giving us a general concept why we treat Kohen especially, because as a lechem elokecha hu makriv, but not each individual Kohen has to be able to do the avodah. Okay. However, a Kohen which does not keep the Isuri Kahuna, he's matamal lemesim, or he marries women he's not supposed to marry, forfeits the right to get this Kedusha, to have the smile of Kedusha. There was a story which I personally experienced, it's not true I personally experienced, but I met the fellow. There was a Reform rabbi in Cleveland who was a Kohen, and he officiated at Lavayas.
Because he said he,
what?
Mm-hmm.
So, because he said he was Michael his kahuna in honor of the nice, to be nice to his comrades, he wants to be Michael his kahuna, and he was Michael his kahuna. So he would forfeit the rights of being acting as a Kohen, get all the miles of kahuna at that point in time. The Magen Rambam asks, we're going to see that some of the halachas that we have, but we don't seem to be careful nowadays necessarily with giving all the Quranim all of these halachas that we're supposed to. So Magen Rambam asks, why is that so? And the Magen Rambam answers that because we don't know for sure who was a Kohen. Even a person, you know, has a Yerut, necessarily he's a Kohen. We don't know that there wasn't somewhere along the line that there was a mistake in that, or there was something with improper marriage. So you don't know for sure there's a lacuna. So you have a chesed lacuna, and that's what he answers. The problem is there's two responses to that.
So he says it's not a mitzvah, he says it's a chesed?
So we don't have, that's why the minig arlam is not to be makar on these things, is because we don't know for sure if something's a kayin. Rishon LeGeir asks and says it doesn't make any sense. The Rambam says this is a mitzvah deraisa. So even if you don't know for sure, it's a suffix deraisa, you'd have to be machmer. The Knesset Yechezkel responds that we have a chazaka, and chazaka works in all in kol Torah kula. So how has to show them to be moitzi laz on the people which are known to be kahanim? Rabbi Asher was known to say that we don't hold like this opinion, and we hold that we assume the kahanim are vadoyim. Yes. There is a suggestion that he says that Pshat the Magarom is the following, because the Magarom, we said, ties the chiyuvim of giving kavod to the fact that he can be makriv karbonis. That is clear in the Gemara that just having a regular chazak like this would not allow him to be makriv in the Beis HaMikdash. But then we would have to establish a more clear proof. So right now, these people are not under the level they'd be allowed to be makriv in the Beis HaMikdash according to the Magarom. You don't have to be makabed them. That's what Yashar explains the Magarom, but we don't pass them like that Magarom. Rikibega argues, and Nobleman argue that when there is a chiyuv to be makabed even a kain kotan. So That's now the fact that he does averus, that's averus in Shif and Shulchan Aruch, and nobody's perfect. That doesn't pass the kayin. He does averus which are relevant to kahuna, that would be a different issue. Okay, so what are chayuvim to give for the kayin? So the first one is that Rashi says is liftarach rishon, which means that he's karbatar rishon. Can the kayin be meichel that? So actually, mikra din deraisa per kayin can be meichel. We have a chiyuvim mechabed. He says, no, meichel, I don't want to go first. However, there's a takanas chachamim by Kriyas HaTorah not to allow that, because this way it makes life much easier. We don't everybody in the shul vying for the first aliyah. Right? It has to be a kayim. Well, there's only one kayim, two kahanim, three kahanim. But if we kayim meichel, so who gets whoever? You imagine that might lend itself to people fighting about the right to get the first aliyah.
But there are situations where people, we walk over the kohen and ask them to leave.
Right. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down such a minig, and it speaks very strongly against that minig. Right, there is such a minig.
This is the Shulchan Aruch speaks strongly against.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we advise against that. How does it solve the problem with Shlishi? I never understood that. Mm-hmm. I guess by telling the Shlishi, people are not as excited. It's the Rishon apparently. Now, what about if the Kayan is an Amma Oritz? And there's a Talmud Chacham there. So the halachas, by the way, is if there's no kayin, the halachas of the Talmud Chacham goes first. And I had this situation once. I was, Shiver Gifter was not well towards him. He didn't stay up Shavuos night. He was down by the second minyan. I was also, to this day, I don't stay up Shavuos night usually. I'm down by the second minyan. So I was the gabbai by the second minyan. And there was no kayin there. So I gave her a gift of the first aliyah, because that's the halacha. You give, if there's no kayin, you would never know this, right? And there's no kayin there, right? So the loch is your mechaber, the Talmud Chacham with the first aliyah. Somebody said, why do you give him shlishi? He says, because, like, why shlishi? You know, it's not shlishi is the covenant. The covenant of shlishi is once you have a kayin and a levi, so the first available aliyah for Israel, that's the one you give covenant. Well, happen to be over here, Rishon at that point. But what about if you have a kayin on Moritz, and you put a kayin on Moritz in front of a kayin, in front of a Talmud Chacham? So this is actually a machlokes. But our minhag nowadays is not to change. We always give a kayin no matter what. Unless you have a kayin which is so unknowledgeable that he wouldn't be able to understand, you know, read along even. So then you would not give him in the face of a Talmud Chacham. A situation which comes up is that you have a kayin on the shul, but let's say that there's it's Bahab, for example, and you have a minyan of people which are fasting. So then you would not give the kayin, you would give, because if he's not fasting, you would give a Yisrael instead.
You don't have to ask them to leave or anything?
So the Shulchan Aruch says you don't have to ask them to leave. And the Ramah says that the minhag is to ask them to leave. Okay. So the halacha is that he should be Mevorach Rishon. The Torah Rishon, Mishnah Berurah, interestingly enough, says that means that he's Rashi Madabrim. If you have a few speakers, one of them is a Kayan, the Kayan should speak first. If you have an option of being somebody is the one who's going to lead the benching, the Kayan should bench. The person who he's going to say the hamotzi to mutz everybody, so he should be the one who says hamotzi. He should be the one who says kiddush. Mishnah Berurah says, if you have an option of soul, somebody saying kiddush, who should give it? You should give it to the kohen to say the kiddush. You should give the kohen to say Abdullah. And that's what the Magen Avraham asks. Why don't we do this? That's what the Magen Avraham asks the question. Okay, So back to our interesting question of you have the Talmud Chacham and you have the Kohen who's not a Talmud Chacham, so who's supposed to bench? So here there's a fascinating Gemara, whereas by Trias HaTorah, which is done that Chazal simply made this Takana because there was people were vying for this the rights to go first, but by benching actually the halacha is that the Talmud Chacham should go first before the Kohen. A matter of fact, the Gemara says that the Talmud Chacham is not allowed to have the Kohen go first because it's an insult to Torah. It's Mavas HaTorah. Now, if the Kohen is a Talmud Chacham, just not as big as the Yisrael, that's not an insult to Torah because the Maaseh, they're both Tzemid Chacham. But if the Kohen is an Amoritz, so that would mean that the Talmud Chacham should not ask Rishus. So I had this experience, and I had a funny story. My Rishiva never asked, you know, when they were benched, my Shalshut is in Yeshiva, they didn't say Rishus to Kahanim. So they didn't say Rishus to Kahanim. The Baal HaBayis also doesn't have the Rishus to the Kohen. Baal HaBayis has a right to the bench if he wants to bench. So now there's a shaila. Let's say the Baal HaBayis gives somebody else to bench. Does that other person have to ask Rishus to Kahanim? Mm-hmm. This is the Machloikis. And the minute we had in Yeshiva tells that they didn't ask Rishus to Kahanim. So I never heard Rishus to Kahanim until I went to Young Israel or like the Silver Spring. You know, but out there, but tells who asked Rishus to Kahanim? Yeshiva would say who should bench. And then he would bench. They were the Baal HaBayis, so they decided who should bench. So he didn't have to Rishus to Kahanim. So I once had a story that a person was in a shul. Comes out, he says, after the Rav is an Amoritz. I said, why? He says, he benched. He didn't say Rishus to Kahanim. So I said, maybe you should ask the Rav why he did it. Mm. You might learn something. He said, no, it's embarrassing. I'll point out he made a mistake. He did something wrong. It's embarrassing to the Rav, you know. I said, well, actually, the Hochul is that he doesn't have to ask Rishus to Kahanim. He's the Rav. He doesn't have to ask Rishus to Kahanim. I said, really? They said, really? So eventually when I asked the Rav, the Rav said, I didn't realize there was any Kahanim in there. That's what the Rav said. I said, wrong answer. Anyway.
Right, question. Do you know where the minhag that shishi has some special significance comes from?
It's actually a Zohar. It's not brought down on a halacha, it's a Zohar. And that's where it comes from.
Rabbi, is a Talmud Chacham just who's generally considered a Talmud Chacham? Is that how we define a Talmud Chacham?
Okay. Now there's a halacha you give the money yafa to the Kohen. So there's two lachas. You give the money yafa to the Kohen and he served first. Prima Gadim says it could be only by Sudas Mitzvah because it's under this pasuk of a Kidashtra acting with him with the elements of Kedusha. So all other things are elements of Mitzvah, so this would also be an element of Mitzvah. And the Tumim says like that also. What about a situation when you have your father there and you have the Kohen there? Who do you serve first? Or a woman has her husband there and she has a Kohen there. Who do you serve first? So the lachas by the father. Poskim would say that you would serve the father first. The chiyuv of b'mechab of the father would overrides the general chiyuv to b'mechab of kahanim. And Rabbi Yashim, interesting enough, when he was asked the question of the husband and the wife, he says the law is that the woman's reshub to the husband, so she has to serve the husband first. But the husband should tell her to serve the kohen first. That's what Rabbi Yashim said. Fascinating. Suck. Okay. The Mishabur brings a shaila. Two people have a chiyuv to daven for the yomim. One of them is a kohen. So Mishabur says you would give give that right to the kohen. He has the right to go first, so he would get the right to go to daven for the yomim.
Should be equal chiyuv.
Equal chiyuv, yeah. Yerideya says if you have two people came to the Bezdin to have a case adjudicated, they came at the same time. You have to mark on the kohen. There's an interesting question which comes up in general. A person is out in the store, and there's a line, and then a kohen shows up to the line. So some person say the chiyuv of the makom, the kohen, the kohen should go ahead. According to Prima Gadim, it's not a davar shebekedusha. You wouldn't have to do that. The Tumim says, by the case of the din as well, it's not davar shebekedusha. You know, the imam is not called davar shebekedusha. You don't have to makom. So that's where you have this issue.
People hold like the Prima Gadim.
Okay, I think so. Right? Okay. They don't let you go first? What? Okay.
They don't think about it. It's not the thing much.
I know, it was a joke.
Right? So, there is a Pharisee in Shulchan Aruch. You have a Niyam, and you only have enough money for one of them is a Kohen. You have to give money to the Kohen first, over the other Niyam, which are there. If the Kohen would be, they have the situations of being held captive, you'd be part of the Kohen first. The Kohen walking into a room, you should let a Kohen go first. Kohen nichlas rishon. Chabad Chaim passes if a person says lashon hara about a Kohen, besides all those other various, he's over the very being not being mechaber the kohen with mikidash over the mitzvah of mikidash tov, holding him holy. Somebody you hold holy and special, you're not going to be saying lashon hara about. You be over the very, so you want to speak lashon hara, don't pick a kohen. Okay. Now, what about shemesh being mishamish of the talmud chach with a kohen? I'm sorry, you asking kohen to do work for you, right? That's already another layer of iser that the Rambam says you can't do that. There's a machlokes whether mechila works even because I want to. Right? So now the law is if the kohen comes to start serving you, you're not mechuyav to stop him. He chose to do so, but the question is, are you allowed to ask him? See, if it's for pay, we pass him. If he's getting a benefit out of it, then he wants to. He has no job. He wants to become a butler. Right. So it's his job. It's for also. You can't stop him. Well, I'm sorry. I can't hire your butler. You should starve to death because I want to become the kohen. You know, that'd be probably called a chosid choit. So if he gets benefit out of it, that's mutter. But if he has no benefit out of it, can it be meichel? This is machlokes. And the ikar pesach is that mechila helps. However, not for a tashmish, which is considered a bizoyan. Right. So I, situationally, it's one thing you ask a kohen, you ask a kohen, he should be the guy who cleans up the dining room, all the mess afterwards, throughout the dirty food. He's the bus boy. You should not be asking the kohen to be a bus boy.
But if he volunteers,
you don't have to. If he does it on his own, does it on his own, right? But Tasha, you cannot, ask him to do such a thing.
Because I was in a situation in a shul where the person who did the most behind the scenes work on behalf of the shul, all the stuff that no one else wanted to do, happened to be a kohen.
Right.
And then one of his children, who was in the shul after the father passed away, took over that task. So here they saw themselves as this was a form of serving in the Beis HaMikdash. This was a
beautiful shul. Okay. Interesting question, which Rosham Zalman has a psak. He says that a kohen preferably should not become a nurse, a male nurse, because he's called upon to do many types of actions which would be considered active, something which is a lowly type of process, physical needs of people, etc. So if he has no other way to get a pronosa, but if that's a choice, the chachili should not do that. Question which comes up is, an isha allowed to ask her kohen, the husband who's a kohen, to do things around the house, not a mishash with the kohen? So I have to, the psak is that she's allowed to. Okay, it's important to understand. Sorry, kid. Okay.
It would have been a little late at this point.
Right. Okay. That's just some of the halachas. Just one quick thought. Check our time over here. Mincha is 1:45. Just a fascinating thing, that we have a chiyuv d'mechaber l'kohen. The pasuk clearly says that the function of a kohen is kisiv sekar yishmer das. So refers to the fascinating thing. It says by kibud avim. So why we chiyuv d'mechaber? Why we chayv in kibud avim? So the Chinuch says, because of Karsa Toiv. The first says we find all the elements of Kibbutz which exist, there's not necessarily a Karsa Toiv involved. He says, but a different point, he says, we tend to learn from things that we respect. The things we have no respect for, we don't tend to learn from. If you want to be able to learn from your parents, he says, if you hold them as somebody of significance, you're going to take lessons from them and respect them and get them, learn those lessons. If you don't, it's very hard to absorb. So the chiyuv of kavod with talmid chacham, and so these things is simply—it's a vehicle of recognizing that the fact that they're special, and therefore you'll be able to derive from this. So when it comes to kahuna, that's very much so that Klai Yisrael needs to have a part of the society which is on a pedestal to some extent to be able to appreciate their value. So Rav Huttner said a fascinating thing. He said in regards to Torah in general, he once gave the following marshal. He says that there was a city that they had this clock. It was in a very high position, and everybody set their watch according to this clock. One time somebody complained, it's very hard to see it, it's very high up, so why don't we move it lower down? So they moved it lower down, they found it wasn't keeping on time, so they put a watchman there to see what was going on. And they realized each person walked by, looked at the clock, looked at his watch, and looked at the clock, he changed the clock according to his watch. Next person come and keep changing it. So you put something on a pedestal, that becomes the lodestar that you define everything by. You bring it down to your level, you decide to change it as opposed to changing you. That was the motion that he gave.